with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Poet Carl Sandburg.
The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over city and harbor on silent haunches and then moves on.
Sometimes he articulated his message in poetry, sometimes in oratory, sometimes in journalism, later on in biography and fiction.
Penelope Niven, who spent 14 years researching Carl Sandburg, a biography.
He loved the road. He loved the railroad in particular. He loved any highway to any unknown horizon.
As a young man, Sandburg, born to Swedish immigrant parents in Illinois in 1878, rode the rails, working his way across the nation to collect the American experience.
He was listening to the songs people sang. He was listening to the jokes they told in diners. He was listening to their proverbs and their sayings. He was listening to their shared experience.
Carl Sandburg volunteered to serve as a soldier in the Spanish-American War, making notes all the time.
Wrote about his experience again in those pocket notebooks, and later on in poetry and in autobiography.
The young Carl Sandburg never anticipated the popular success that was to come as he became America's poet. Scribner's published Carl Sandburg, a biography by Penelope Niven.
Call hallelujah, call amen, call deep thanks. The strong men keep coming on.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. As a young man, Carl Sandburg wandered the Midwest going door-to-door, peddling stereopticon slides.
Selling those views of the world, those pictures of the pyramids and of Chicago and of oceans and of distant cultures.
Penelope Niven, author of Carl Sandburg, a biography. As a youthful poet, Sandburg called himself Charles rather than Carl.
His college professor brought out his first collection of poetry, and it was not very good poetry. His professor set up a little printing press in the basement of his home in Galesburg, Illinois.
The idealistic Sandburg became involved in Social Democratic Party politics.
Sandburg was an instinctive populist and later an instinctive socialist.
Sandburg found a podium for his idealism in Wisconsin.
He was the first organizer to go out into rural Wisconsin on behalf of the Social Democratic Party.
Sandburg became an aide to the first socialist mayor of Milwaukee, but Chicago beckoned.
Coming to Chicago was catalytic for Sandburg. It was a turning point in his life.
In Chicago, Carl Sandburg began a long journalism career and found his first success as a poet. His story is told by Penelope Niven in Carl Sandburg, A Biography, published by Scribner's.
Light may be had for nothing, or the low cost of looking, seeing. And the secrets of light come high.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The poet Carl Sandburg and the city of Chicago seem to be made for each other.
Sandburg found himself and his voice and his subject matter in Chicago.
Penelope Niven, author of Carl Sandburg, a biography.
He was a first-hand witness to all of the conflict of Chicago life, mob violence, racial strife.
And Sandburg's Chicago poems are still his most admired. It was in Chicago that Sandburg got the idea to write a biography of Lincoln for young people, but it soon became clear to him that his subject needed a full-scale treatment.
By 1926, there were the two volumes of Abraham Lincoln, The Prairie Years, and in 1939, four more volumes, Abraham Lincoln, The War Years.
Sandburg's Lincoln biography was controversial because it didn't quite conform to academic standards.
Sandburg saw Lincoln as the metaphor, the symbol, the figure who could give us a cohesion of national vision.
Poet, journalist, biographer, Carl Sandburg also took to the road as a performance artist.
He learned to play the guitar not very well early on. He only knew three chords.
But enough to accompany himself as he sang the folk songs he collected.
The folk music drew him to a very significant work, the American Songbag, one of the first anthologies of American folk music.
Penelope Niven's Carl Sandburg, a biography, was published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For much of his life, Carl Sandburg eked out a living with his poetry, his journalism, and his folk songs. Penelope Niven, author of a new biography of Sandburg, notes that two of the poet's three daughters were handicapped.
He knew early on that he was going to have to leave an estate which would care for these daughters well past his own lifetime.
Sandburg's famous biography of Lincoln changed his economic circumstances, and the poet moved with his family from the Midwest to the South in 1945.
Well, he lived out his life in Flat Rock, North Carolina, in an antebellum house built by Christopher Memminger, who was the first Secretary of the Treasury for the Confederacy.
Sandburg's home, Connemara, is now a national park site, and it was there that Penelope Niven, as a visitor, was astounded by the clutter of the late Sandburg's papers and books.
My curiosity was aroused. I thought this would be a wonderful opportunity to work with the papers of this American literary figure.
Penelope Niven volunteered to organize Sandburg's papers and manuscripts, a project that took several years. As founder of the Carl Sandburg Oral History Project, she decided to write a definitive biography of the great poet. It was recently published by Scribner's.
God, let me remember all good losers. I could ask people to throw ashes on their heads in the name of that sergeant at Bellow Woods, walking into the drum fires, calling his men. Come on, you sons of bitches, do you want to live forever?
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For 7 years, Penelope Niven lived with the ghost of Carl Sandburg as she wrote a major biography of the poet. Once, Niven's daughter was asked by an eighth grade teacher what her parents did.
And my daughter Jennifer said, "My father is a college administrator, and my mother is obsessed with this dead guy."
Carl Sandburg's reputation has waned over the years, despite his two Pulitzer Prizes and many other awards. Fellow poet William Carlos Williams once wrote a devastating critique of Sandburg, and critic Edmund Wilson said the worst thing to happen to Lincoln since he was shot by Booth was to fall into Sandburg's hands.
The critics of every decade have generally dismissed Sandburg as a significant poet.
Niven notes that Sandburg used so many modes of expression that he's hard to categorize.
To this day, he's read, he's heard, he's remembered by hundreds of thousands of Americans out there in the heartland.
Niven says Carl Sandburg spoke to and for the people all of his life, and they're still listening.
And you, East Wind, what can I ask? A fog comfort? A fog to tuck me in? Fix so. And let me sleep. I'm your baby, and I always was.
Sandburg was recorded by Cadman Records, and Penelope Niven's biography of Carl Sandburg was published by Scribner's. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.